City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording this program on Thursday, March 15th at 10:36 in the morning, and we have one very special guest who is going to be joining us momentarily, and that would be Kay Miller, the Executive Director of Biloxi Main Street, or it may be Main Street Biloxi, as well as in charge of our downtown services. She's going to be overseeing a lot of services this weekend. We're going to be talking about that. But first, Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, we did not have a city council meeting today, but we issued a report yesterday on Oscar Renda.
We did, yeah. It was this week. We didn't have a city council meeting, the second one of the month. They don't. It's the first, third, and fourth Tuesday of every month. But, yes, we did release the Oscar Renda video, which gave us a good update on the progress. They've had a lot of progress, of course, on the east end, just east of Lee Street, where a lot of paving has already gone down, and they're just doing a lot of curbing, a lot of landscaping, and repairing any fences. And then they are actually making progress now on Division Street, which has held them up for a little while.
They had to wait on a gas line to be moved by CenterPoint Energy. That gas line goes from the parts that needed to be moved, go from Raynor Street all the way down to Nichols or Nixon, right near John Henry Beck Park. So what that meant was half of Division Street still needed this deep sewer line to be installed, and they couldn't do it until the gas line was moved. Parts of it have been moved, and they've worked on that part.
And folks, remember something. We forget to bring this up. Remember, they're all flying blind. There are no plans. When they're down there, it's like seek and find. From this point forward, you'll be in heaven. But that's why this is happening. In case somebody forgot, that's what's going on. It's total blindness of trying to put all this together, and they're doing a damn good job.
I don't want to say total blindness. What they are working on is they are working on the oldest part of the oldest sewer and drainage and utility lines in the city. So the records that we do have may not match what's under there. And they've run into a few instances of that. They've been able to work through that. But you bring up a good point. They are going to be as-built plans when this is all done. So if they need to make any kind of repairs, let's hope they don't, but they're going to know right there. Another big thing is when we see development in East Biloxi and they need to tie into existing utilities, we will know exactly where they are. The other thing that happened this week is that the city received bids on the work to do on Howard Avenue, making it a two-lane street, as well as redoing the intersection that is to the east of Bradford O'Keefe. The city is reviewing those bids right now, and I think the low one was in the ballpark of $4.8 million. There was about $1 million spread between some of the bids, so the city is making sure we're talking to the contractor to say, hey, we want you to double-check your math and make sure all of these numbers are accurate. Anytime there's a big fluctuation in the bids, the city, usually a red flag goes up, and we want to make sure that the contractors stand behind the numbers that they have submitted to us.
We also had the Sanger Theater this week. Actually, we've been talking about progress of renovations that have been going on. They're in the final phase of the design work to do the exterior repairs. But this week, the City of Biloxi decided to essentially close the doors. So all the groups and organizations that have events scheduled in the Sanger Theater was called, notified, and given notification of other places to go, such as the Frank Gruge Community Center, the Civic Center, and also the city is working with the Biloxi School System regarding the use of their auditorium at the Upper Elementary School on Father Ryan Avenue. Now, this just kind of, like I said, signals the beginning of the work. You know, bids will hopefully go out in the next few months, and then work will start, and hopefully the work on the exterior will be done by the end of this year.
It's going to start this summer, and we want to apologize to all the user groups at the Sanger. This immediately impacted 14 user groups. The biggest time for the Sanger Theater runs from about March to July, and that's right when we're closing it. The second biggest time is November and December. A lot of people don't realize this, but that theater, you may think it sits dormant over there for most of the year. I'm here to correct you on that. We have over 200 event days a year in there. That includes rehearsals and the event itself. We have between 20 and 30,000 people a year who go into the Sanger. This past Saturday night, we had the symphony orchestra in there. However, the biggest user is all of the dance groups, the recitals. We know that they're very important to the Sanger, but we also know it's just as important that we restore that theater to its original grandeur. Don't you think so, William Sackett?
Oh, without a doubt. The prestigious level of that theater and the history that's connected to it and it being here in our Biloxi, without question.
And Mayor Gillich wants to have a big drive where we bring awareness coast-wide. We hear so much about One Coast, and this theater is a One Coast gem. Now, Cecilia, we made the announcement the other day of the Hibernia Marching Society Parade, and that is going to be this Saturday, but I have found that when we talk about St. Patrick's Day, that's just, the parade is just part of what happens on that day.
Correct. We have a lot of things going on. One of the big events for the Biloxi Main Street is Grilling on the Green, and this is happening this Saturday on St. Patrick's Day. And to join us, as mentioned earlier, is Kay Miller, the Executive Director of Biloxi Main Street. Welcome.
Thank you, and we are so excited to be getting ready for Grilling on the Green. This will be our 12th annual festival, and everybody looks forward to it every year. Grilling on the Green is 10 to 5 Saturday, and we break for the parade at 2 o'clock just for it to come right around the town green, and we give away over $6,000 in cash and trophies for all the barbecue competition that we have going on Saturday. We have some great local entertainment as well.
And so how many teams do we have signed up for the barbecue contest?
We have 23. We take as many as we can fit on the Biloxi Town Green. We squeeze in all the barbecue teams, and that we are at capacity as in how many teams we can take.
And then also in addition to that, don't you have vendors, arts and crafts vendors, and then there's a competition for the grillers as well. Tell us a little bit about all of that.
That's right. We have up to about 100 arts and crafts vendors. We have a children's area, and it is free to get in. We do not charge admission because it's open to the public, St. Patrick's Day, the parade and everything. On the barbecue vendors, we offered the 23 barbecue vendors an opportunity to sell their barbecue. They can sell it or not sell it, and about half of them. So we have about 12 people that is selling barbecue, and so you'll be, oh, it smells wonderful downtown on Saturday. And in this job, I have become a weather forecaster because we have to, anytime you have an outside event, you have to stay on top of the weather. And I know everybody's worrying about the rain, but we've looked and it's going to be hit and miss rain. And I don't know if you've ever noticed or been on the Biloxi Town Green. Many times the rain stays north of Biloxi or up on I-10 and doesn't come to the town green. So we're praying and hoping and Irish wishing away the rain on Saturday. So come on out. We're going to be there. We're not canceling. We're going and blowing Saturday.
And also, aren't you selling T-shirts?
We are. We have an artist contest every year for the Grilling on the Green T-shirt. The T-shirt winner this year was Rhonda Rigby, and T-shirts are actually on sale right now at the Biloxi Visitor Center, and we will have them also at the Town Green on Saturday. They're $15.
Okay, and then you have live entertainment throughout the day that is going on at different times. And you also, again, let's go back a little bit to the barbecue cook-off. Now you have a contest, and then don't you have some city officials that are going to be sampling these cookings?
We do. We have 9 judges, and we have 3 categories. We'll be judging in chicken, ribs, and brisket. We have a crew of city officials that are going to be, and businessmen that are going to be judging the chicken, I believe. We have a crew of Biloxi policemen that are going to be judging the brisket. And then we have some food critics and a chef that are going to be judging the ribs.
And what time will that be?
That starts at about 11 o'clock, and we will give the awards to all the barbecue competitors at 2:45.
Kay, I was just thinking, you said you're at capacity of 23 grillers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of food.
It is a lot of food, and like I'm saying, the entire downtown smells wonderful, like a big barbecue.
So there's a lot of activities going on this weekend. Of course, it's the St. Patrick's Day, Saturday the 17th. It starts out with a 5K run, 1 mile walk for the Gulf Coast Running Club in the downtown Biloxi area, starting off of Lemieux Street. I believe it starts at 9 o'clock and 9:30. And then, of course, you can go over to the town green for the grilling on the green with a lot of activities. Like Kay said, the event is free to attend. You can go around and shop at all the vendor booths. And a lot of the, like you said, a lot of the grillers are selling their food, so you can go around there.
That we get the grill teams to try to make everything as affordable as possible. And all those that are selling, we ask them to please have a $5 plate available. So we have some very affordable barbecue as well.
And do you have last year's winner from the contest participating this year?
We do. The team Moran will be there. And so they've won several times, but they all love to come again.
And I know walking around, you see a lot of grillers that they have their trophies. So a lot of these grillers, they're amateurs, but they have won a lot of other awards as well, correct?
There is. There are barbecue competitions all over the coast, and this is definitely barbecue competition season, and they love displaying their trophies.
And you know, the other thing I like to watch is they'll go and talk to each other, and then they go and spy on each other. And it's done in a very positive situation because they're trying to, who can grill? Look at that ingredient. I saw one person looking at what was in his spice tray. Oh, it's too much. But it's that whole spirit of camaraderie. It's something, folks, if you're new here, you got to come to Grilling on the Green. And for the rest of you, you know how wonderful it is. We're going to see you there Saturday.
So if anybody wants to look up this information or get in touch with you, how would they do that?
We have it, the best information's on the Biloxi Main Street Facebook page, but we also have it on our websites, on the city website as well, biloxi.ms.us.
And if they have any questions for you?
They can call us at 435-6339.
Well, thank you very much, Kay. I know you got a lot going on, you're busy, but thank you for taking the time and joining us in this podcast today.
Great, thanks so much. Love to do it.
Thanks. Well, just to close, just a couple things, other things we have going on. We have actually Friday, March the 16th from 6 to 9 will be the special needs St. Patrick's Day dance at the Donald Snyder Community Center. It is free for anybody with special, with mental and physical disabilities. Just wear your green. There's going to be food provided. A Colleen and a Grand Marshal will be selected during the event. Then on Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 at the Woolmarket School Grounds will be the Easter Extravaganza, open to ages 11 and younger. There's going to be an Easter Carnival with refreshments, inflatables, games, and an egg hunt. The Easter Bunny will also be available for pictures, so make sure you bring your camera for photographs. And then, like I said, of course, Saturday at 2 o'clock will be the St. Patrick's Day Hibernia Marching Society Parade. And the Biloxi Police Department, beginning at 10:30, will close the service drives between Oak Street and Coon Street. And then at 1 p.m., U.S. 90 will be reduced to two-way traffic from Oak Street to Lemieux Street. And then at 1:30, the entire route of the parade will be closed off to the public. Now, that starts just west of Coon Street and ends right off of Esther's Boulevard. But that information is on our website with the map. And like we always say, everything's online on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. Your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.